Hello and welcome to the Ledger LCJ podcast for today. This is Craig Hall, the publisher of the Ledger and LCJ. Today's podcast is sponsored by Central National Bank, LaFleur County's oldest and largest bank. Today is Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. This is the 334th day of 2021. There are 31 days left in the year. LaFleur County Commissioners worked quickly through a brief agenda in the last meeting of November on Monday. The only non-routine item of business was approving the closeout documents for REAP road project at Fort Coffee. The project's cost was $51,407. In high school basketball action Monday, Huebner split their two games at Tallahena. The Lady Wolves won 53-21, while Tallahena's boys edged Huebner 58-55. Christian Wood had 24 points and a career-high 21 rebounds as Houston Rockets won their third straight game with a 102-89 win over the struggling Oklahoma City Thunder Monday night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the Thunder with 22 points. The two teams play again Wednesday in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler, a preseason All-American who lost his starting job early in the season, announced on social media Monday that he will enter the transfer portal. The decision came a day after Lincoln Riley's decision to leave for Southern California. Max Abmas scored a season-high 38 points to outduel Jariah Horn and lift Oral Roberts to an 87-80 win over Tulsa Monday night. LSU is hiring Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame. A move by one of the most accomplished coaches in college football, jumping from the sport's most storied program to a Southeastern Conference powerhouse. In weather today, we'll have mostly clear skies and much warmer temperatures in LaFleur County. The high is forecast for 73 degrees with a low of 46 degrees. Tuesday's high was 69 with a low of 37. Sunrise Tuesday is 7:07. Sunset is at 5:06 p.m. Average temperatures for November 30th are a high of 57. The average low is 36. Records for the date were a high of 78 in 1949. The record low was 14 in 1979. 1 year ago on November 30th, the high was 45 with a low of 28. On the county calendar today, funeral services for Tommy Jackson will be held. The Poto Evening Lions Club meet at 6 o'clock at Carl Albert State College. In high school basketball, Weber's Falls is at Arcoma. Worcester travels to Huebner, Spiral goes to Muldrow, and Cameron is at LaFleur. Dwight Allen Christopher, 76 of Howe, was born June 17, 1945 in Poto and passed away November 26, 2021 in Fort Smith. Graveside services, 2 o'clock Wednesday at Spring Hill Cemetery in Howe, with Richard Herlocker officiating. Randy Stephen Corley, 67 of Poto, passed away Sunday in Fort Smith, Arkansas. The family will hold a private memorial service. He was born August 9, 1954 in Paris, Arkansas. Garlene Dennington was born in Hayworth on July 4, 1934. Her memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock at December 11th at the Stapzo Baptist Church. Joanne Langley, 80, of Pocola, passed away November 27, 2021 in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and was born June 21, 1941. Services are 11 a.m. Thursday at Trinity Baptist Church in Pocola. On this date in history, 1993, President Bill Clinton signed the Brady Bill. 1803, Spain completed the process of ceding Louisiana to France, which had sold it to the United States. 1835, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, was born in Florida, Missouri. 1874, a British statesman, Sir Winston Churchill, was born at Blenheim Palace. In 1900, Irish writer Oscar Wilde died in Paris at the age of 46. In 1982, the Michael Jackson album Thriller was released. In 2013, Paul Walker, the star of the Fast and Furious movie series, died in an auto accident. In 2018, former President George H.W. Bush died at his Houston home at the age of 94. Today's birthdays include movie director Ridley Scott, who's 84, singer Billy Idol is 66, and former football and baseball player Bo Jackson is 49, and actor-director Ben Stiller is 56. We ask that you please check out our newsletter at heavenerledger.substack.com. If you like it, please subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. Also, please share this with anybody you think might be interested. If your business wants to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at HebnerLedger.com. We're also trying to increase our number of subscribers and need your help. Subscribe to either our newsletter at HebnerLedger.substack.com or our e-edition at HebnerLedger.com. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant, and your support of a locally owned and operated business is both appreciated and important. We thank you again. Hope you have a great day, and come back again tomorrow.